All right, Chavosai, good morning. So we are continuing in Parak Aleph, in Mesilas Yisharim. If you're following in the packet, is page Chof, paragraph Tes, Klalo Shel Davar. It's a very, very, very beautiful piece here. Ramchal says, therefore, the Klalo Shel Davar means the general principle of the matter is, Ha'adam lo nivra ba'avor matzava ba'olam hazeh, ela ba'avor matzava ba'olam haba. A person was not created for his state of being in this world, but rather was created for his state of being in the world to come. Ella, we're going to define this phrase in just a moment. Ella, shematzava ba'olam hazeh, hu emtsoi lematzava bi'olam haba shu'a tachlisi. But rather, again, you can't enjoy the next world if you don't maximize this world. Now, also, we spoke about this. It's been a little while since we learned the Ramchal. But this is very important. The Ramchal is not suggesting here that Olam Hazeh is unimportant unto itself. You're going to see he's going to develop this theme. It is clear that at the end of the day, the essence of a person's existence is Olam Haba. Right? That's clear. And he's going to explain this in greater depth in just a little bit. And Olam Hazeh, this world, as important as it may be, is fundamentally fleeting. So therefore, says the Ramchal, nevertheless, this world is important because it is the mechanism through which we are able to enjoy eternality in Olam Haba. Okay, Timtsam Ma'amrei Chachameinu Zichronu Livracha, Rabim Kulam B'Signon Echad. Therefore, you'll find many statements of Chazal that kind of speak along the same theme. Medamim ha'olam hazeh limkom uzman hachana, va'olam haba limkom hamenucha va'achilas hamuchan kvar. You'll find Chazal comparing this world, this right olam hazeh, to ultimately again a place of preparation, and the world to come to a place of rest and to a place of feasting. One example of this is Chazal tell us in Pirkei Avos, this world is comparable to a prizdar. Prizdar is like a hallway or an antechamber. Today we do the mitzvos, tomorrow we receive the reward. The today, a reference to Olam Hazeh, the tomorrow, Olam Haba. Misha tarach be'erev Shabbos, yochal b'Shabbos. Whoever works, right, whoever toils on Erev Shabbos, will get to eat on Shabbos. This world, a reference to Erev Shabbos, the world to come, a reference to Shabbos. Ha'olam hazeh doma liyabasha, va'olam haba liyam. This world is like the land, and the world to come is like the sea. V'cha'ila rabim al derech azeh derech. So you see again, Chazal go out of their way to create a relationship between this world and the next, indicating to us that it is the next world, ultimately, again, whatever you want to call it, it's the Shabbos, it's the feast, but at the end of the day, you could only enjoy it if you maximize, ultimately, again, your Olam Hazeh first. Page Chaf Aleph. V'tira. Be'emes shekvar lo yuchal shum baseich alahamin, shetachlis b'riyas ha'adam hu l'matzav Olam Hazeh. So it's like, this concept, that the essence of existence is Olam Haba and not Olam Hazeh is not a new concept for us, right? We've all heard this and learned this many times. What I want to point out over here is sometimes we understand this concept in a little bit of a flawed and erroneous fashion, because sometimes kind of the message that's often broadcasted is that Olam Hazeh, therefore, is not important. Olam Hazeh is not important, Olam Haba is most important. And the Ramchal is going out of his way to tell us that's fundamentally untrue. There is no question that Olam Haba is the essence, but that in no way conveys to us a message that Olam Hazeh is unimportant. This is incredible. This is an incredibly important idea. And he says over here something amazing. V'sir be'emes. No thinking person could ever believe that the essence of existence is for this world. He gives, listen to these profound words. What's a person's lifespan in this world? Hey, how long does a person live? Right? And obviously the answer is not all that long. Not that long. Even if a person gets 120 years in this world, right? Again, when you think about that in the grand scheme of time, it's not even a blip on the radar. Omihu sameach v'shalev mamish b'olam hazeh. Listen to how profound this is. And who is it that really finds happiness and tranquility in this world? Most of us don't find complete ongoing happiness, and most of us don't find complete and ongoing tranquility. As David HaMelech writes, right, most people live 70 years. If you're lucky, right, 80 years. And even during those times, there's so much struggle and so much difficulty during that time. So many challenges throughout the entirety of life. And after all of it, right? After everything else, what is there? Death. What a great way to start the day, right? Right, but Ramchal is saying this is actually not a morbid picture. What he's trying to create for us is a context, right? What he's trying to say is at the end of the day, there has to be something bigger than life in this world, right? Because think about it, at the end of the day, life is so short and filled with so many difficulties and challenges and trials and tribulations. And at the end of all of that, there's death. So there must be something else that's unfolding. There must be something else that's waiting. It can't be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just went ahead and created me to live 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, and that's it. And then my life is done. My life is done. There has to be something more that goes on for some greater amount of time. He goes on, he says, Echad mini elef lo yimatze shiyar ve'olam lo hanos v'shal v'amitis. One out of a thousand people finds ultimately, again, tranquility, true tranquility. One out of a thousand people gets everything that he wants out of life. The gamhu ilu yagia lamea shana kavar avar ubatal mina olam. And even if you're one of those people who everything in life works out for you, everything is perfect, everything is as it should be, right? Your life is happy, you're tranquil, everything is great. How long do you get to hold on to that for? Right? How long do you get to hold on? 100 years. And furthermore, again, if life was really all just about this world, if life was all about olam hazeh, why do I need a neshama? Why do I need a soul that is more powerful than any angel? Why do I need a soul that is literally, again, a powerhouse of spirituality? Not only that, not only do I have a soul which is more powerful than any angel, but I have a soul which actually derives no benefits from this world, right? My neshama, now we're going to see that's not a totally true statement. What it really means is my soul doesn't benefit from material pleasures of this world. Why would I have that? If my life was just about the 70, 80 years that I have here in this world, right? Where sometimes there's tranquility, even if you have tranquility, it's not the whole time, and then you die. Why do I need a soul? What does the soul that doesn't get anything from the material happiness or pleasure in this world? Because what is the soul like in this world? And this is a very powerful statement. Li'ironi shenasa bas melech. The soul could be compared, ultimately, let's listen to this mashal. An ironi is a city dweller, right? A simple city boy, right? A simple city boy who marries the daughter of the king. Shenasa bas melech. So what happens? The city boy marries royalty. What happens afterwards? Im yavila kamasha ba'olam. Even if the city boy gives, right, the royalty, everything in the world, the princess, everything in the world, einam chashuvin laklum. Ultimately, again, all of those gifts are worth nothing to her. Why? Shehi bas melech. Because she's royalty. Whatever the simple city boy is going to go ahead and give to his wife, the princess, at the end of the day, it's never going to reach the threshold of that which she grew up with. He'll try his best, right? And she'll appreciate the effort. But at the end of the day, he can never go ahead and come close to the lifestyle she grew up with. He goes on, Kacha nefesh. So says that I'm chalas healing is with the soul. Ilu heveisala kol ma'adane olam. Even if you give the soul every single earthly pleasure. Einam page chaf beis. Einam klum la. Those pleasures are meaningless to the soul. Shehi min ha'el yomim. Because at the end of the day, the soul is kadosh, the soul is holy, right? The soul is royalty. It's the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein Amar Rav Hashem Zichron Livracha Al Karchecha Ata Notes. So again, we'll say, so he's saying over here. So again, if life was just about Olam Hazeh, why do I need this soul? Right, this soul which is holier than the malachim, a soul which doesn't really get any pleasure from the things that give the body pleasure. Why do I need it if life is just about this world? This is why Chazal tells us such a profound statement: you are born against, or you are conceived against your will. And you are born against your will. What does that mean? Ki ein hanishama oheves haolam hazeh klau. Ela adrabo moeses bo. The soul doesn't want to be here. Soul has no interest in being here. Right? The soul has tasted. The soul knows what it's like to go ahead and rest underneath the kisei hakavod, throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The throne does, the soul does not want to be here. Kein hanishama, it goes in kein. So when you put all of this together, it leads you to one simple conclusion. Im kein, v'adai lo haya borei ha-borei yisbarach b'riya l'tachlis, sh'neged chukav nimas mimeno. If life was just about olam hazeh, then at the end of the day, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a soul to be brought out into a world that it doesn't want to be a part of? Ela, b'riyaso shal ha-adam l'matzava l'olam ha-bohi. Now that I will say, all of this, everything we've learned for the last couple of minutes, leads us to one inescapable conclusion, which is the tachlis of our existence is not in this world. The tachlis of our existence, ultimately again, is l'matzavo bi'olam haba. The tachlis of our existence is for our eternal life in the world to come. V'al kei nitna neshamazos, ki lo ro'oi la'avol ba, uba yuchala adam l'kabel aschar b'mkomoz mano, shelo yiyad davar nimas al nishmasa kolam hazeh, ela adraba nehav v'nechmad mimena v'zeh pashut. So we'll say, it's therefore that Ramchal says something amazing. When you put all of this together, the inescapable reality is that the essence of man's existence is not for this world, but it is for the world to come. That's ultimately, again, what we strive for. That's ultimately what we build for. That's ultimately what we put away for. That's ultimately what we work towards. But yet, I will say, we're going to see now, we'll stop over here for today, but what we'll have to continue with tomorrow is, that's beautiful, but then what do I do with Olam Hazeh existence? So now what Ramchal has just done is he's proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that Olam Hazeh can't be the ikar. Life doesn't make sense if it's just about Olam Hazeh. Having an neshama doesn't make sense if it's just about Olam Hazeh. There has to be something deeper and bigger that we are living for. And the Ramchal says, indeed, that is true. That's something bigger, that's called Olam Haba. But if that's true, then what we have to try to figure out is, therefore, what is the role of Olam Hazeh? If at the end of the day I live for Olam Haba, then wherein lies the role of life in this world? The answer to that, Emir Tzashem tomorrow morning. Shkoyach.